The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There is a long list of literature on the internet of people who talk about how sleep almost ruined their marriage, or sleep did ruin their marriage, or an inability to sleep ruined their marriage.
What a cute bench.
Thanks. That's my bed. Jen has some space issues, so I curl up on that puppy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Who goes to who for a little...
I mean, that's something you got to figure out, right?
Because there's nothing better than going into a hotel and getting two queens just for the two of them, because one's the workbench and one's the sleep bench. Right?
Really? Because it seems pretty narrow and short.
It's actually a lot bigger than it seems.
Look at this.
See? He fits perfectly.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Chewy's right.
Am I right or wrong?
Chewy was right.
I don't argue.
Chewy was right.
There's nothing better. I don't know that there's nothing better, but no, holy moly.
I ain't sleeping in no spot.
How would you do me the pleasure of hitting the lights, sir? Whoa. What are all those stains? Blood, urine, or semen? God, I hope it's here.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They make it.
It is a gorgeous day in southeastern Wisconsin. You know how I know? Do you know how I know?
No.
How do I know?
How do you know?
How are they going to know? Because we're actually outside today with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's lush.
I mean, literally just outside the door.
Literally, but, just outside. Know. Outside in the parking lot at Radio City here, where we typically do the show inside the studio. We are now outside the studio. And so we know that it is a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful day. How did we get here? Why are we here? So many. No, don't cut that open just yet.
We got to get going on this grill here, Jen. Like, we got a time crunch. We got to make sure we're firing it up and we're ready to rock.
Tell the folks what you got in front of you, Gabe.
In front of me, from Exotic Meats, rabbit and rattlesnake smoked sausage. Cooking instructions. Cook to an internal temperature of 160 degrees. Ingredients. Rabbit, rattlesnake, water, salt, ground mustard. Ooh. Dextrose spices, paprika. Sodium ethanol.
Enough.
I don't feel as bad now. The fact that it's not Python, I'm a little disappointed. But the fact that...
You feel better about rattlesnake?
I can't visualize that stupid Python my roommate had in college that would wrap around my calf. I feel okay.
Snake is snake. Snake is snake, okay?
Yeah, snake is snake,
okay? We are eating snake sausage this morning. And you may be wondering this morning as you are driving around, headed to work, how in the world did we get here? Ashton, tell the fine people how we got here.
People squirrel a little bit until they eat it, and they're like, wow, I'm just saying, should there be a place that serves Python?
Well, first of all, if you get the one python, it feels like you could feed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, can you? I just don't know.
Ashton,
like,
can you eat snake?
I'm looking at right
now. I
mean,
Survivor Man used to do it. You guys ever watch Survivor Man?
Python meat is a delicacy that can sell to connoisseurs for up to $50 a pound.
Well, then what are we doing?
Whoa, $50 a pound?
Would you eat it?
I guess I would try it.
Okay.
I'll try almost anything.
How is someone not capturing this python and selling it?
Well, she had 122 eggs. That, to me, is like
caviar.
So it began with a pregnant python, basically. Pregnant python, we were talking about this on the show earlier this week. They captured a 18-foot pregnant python in Florida. She had 122 eggs. Ugh. Gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. Apparently, guys, she put up quite a fight. She was fighting for 20 minutes when they were trying to capture her. And Chewy has, like, PTSD when it comes to pythons because you had a buddy who had a python.
Like a 16-foot, 130-pound python. What else
from a food standpoint would cost $50 a pound.
Like a caviar?
Not steak.
Like a...
No.
Like a Wagyu? Do you get up there even in the Wagyu space?
Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe.
Oh, is it Kobe?
Yeah, it's not Kobe.
Ooh.
It's not...
She didn't invent it.
It's not taking a little step back 15-footer.
Steak is very jumpy.
Kobe. Kobe beef.
I've always heard it called Kobe beef.
It's Kobe.
I've never heard it called Kobe. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm simply saying, I mean, you're very... You seem very...
I'm very
sure.
confident about
you
that, yes.
I'm very sure of this, so I'm not going to argue with you, but I've never heard it called Kobe. Ashton, have you ever heard it called Kobe beef?
Yep, sure have.
I actually had Kobe beef in Japan, in Tokyo.
Yeah, that tracks. Uh-huh.
Which was very expensive. Those cows got it made. I mean, they really, really...
Before they die, sure.
Up to the point where they get, you know, slaughtered.
I know, but they feed it beer, they massage it.
And then
they die. And then they come out as poop.
But what a life up until that point.
It's fantastic.
So here's what happens. So then Ashton goes online and finds out that they actually do sell python meat. So we say, oh, we're going to get some python sausage. So Ashton, what happened? You called, you know, you went online, you ordered up some python meat, and then you got a call from King Al. Tell the people who King Al is.
I sure did. I ordered some python meat. King Al called me on Tuesday in the middle of one of my meetings, and I answered it in front of two interns so they could see what my life is truly like. And King Al told me from exoticmeatmarkets.com that they were out of python. Somehow, some way, the one thing we needed from exoticmeatmarkets.com, they ran out of. So he said, do you want rattlesnake? And I said, you bet I do want rattlesnake, because we are not eating snake sausage.
So that's what we have here today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We have the rattlesnake and rabbit sausage. Again, yesterday we were trying to figure out how we got the rattlesnake and the rabbit together. Is this some type of paired delicacy? Is this like tomato and mozzarella? You put them together and you serve it. I just think that the rattlesnake had rabbit for dinner and now we're having it for lunch.
Ashley, what else was on the exotic list?
I'm glad you asked, because I pulled up the website. You can get llama meat, you can get bobcat stew meat, and get some lamb tenderloin. That's not really exotic. There's quail meat, rabbit meat, reindeer meat, salami. I'm not sure why that's odd. Squirrels, testicles. If you guys want some Rocky Mountain oysters, they got them for you.
I had them. They're
overrated.
They're exactly as you think balls would be.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Balls in your mouth.
Little smooshy.
Angie, because they call them sweetbreads. She actually thought they were like, you know, a sweetbread, a bread that was sweet. So I made her eat it first and then told her after the fact.
How'd that go for you?
Not really. Yeah. Speaking of extra bedrooms or spare bedrooms, I believe I slept in one that night. She's not a big fan of balls in her mouth.
How unfortunate. So here we are. Gabe now has the snake sausage sitting in front of him.
We got to heat the grill.
That's why we are outside.
Get this grill fired up.
We brought the grill in, so we are going to fry up. We are going to fire up the grill, and we are going to cook up some snake and rabbit sausage this morning and eat it on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Come on.
Llama, bobcat, quail,
it's
reindeer,
lit, Gabe.
Is it?
I can see the heat coming off of the griddle.
Well, oh, Chewy, okay, put your hand on one. It.
Oh, yeah, I can as well.
There you go.
Yep.
The little, like, haze.
That's,
yeah.
That's Gabe's haze. Second belated wedding gift. There you go, buddy.
You guys should have seen the box that this thing came in.
Wait, you had to put it together this morning?
Of course we did.
I mean, it actually wasn't that bad. It mostly came together the way you see it now. But it was the box. You can go take a look at the recycling. It was a little moldy, a little.
I didn't know it was there.
It was there for a while.
I almost got attacked by a squirrel throwing the stupid box away.
So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sausages there. They're kind of like an orange color, orange rusty color. I'm waiting for you to crack them open so we can smell them and see if we're dealing with what seems to be an exotic smell or if, in fact, it smells just like, you know, your typical Johnsonville brat.
I mean, I wouldn't say it smells like a brat, but I would say that, I mean, it just kind of has a sausagey because it was smoked, so you get a little bit of that smell in there.
Nope.
How you doing?
Sort of not wishing I hadn't done that, but anyway.
You're the one who said you were looking forward to smelling it,
well,
so
just,
I figured
know,
we had
to. To see what we're dealing with here. I've never had snake sausage before.
How unfortunate. Sorry, got right back at you.
I mean, I think that's more of a joke on Dario, isn't it?
berries in other states. So go ahead, put those suckers on the grill this morning. We are going to have some snake sausage this morning. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten? This might be up there for me, if I'm being honest.
This would probably be the top of the list for me.
Because you've had some weird stuff.
Kangaroo, I'm trying to think what else.
You had kangaroo recently.
Yeah, it was very good.
I don't know why, I just assume you got to go to, like, Australia or something to have kangaroo, but...
I had a lobster in Hawaii, which was extremely expensive, and if you have to take a part of the lobster out because it's such a deep, deep, deep water lobster, if you ate a restaurant, got in a cab and said, can you bring me to the Hyatt? And the cab driver said, sure. Go out that door right there, and it's right there.
It's across the street.
Peter King was a little shiny.
Wait.
Hold on, Gabe. That was the Pro Bowl where we were a little bit late for the game.
So what you're telling me is that between you and Brett, you guys took one of the most respected,
yes,
one of the most honored, one of the most reputable NFL reporters in the 100-year history of the league,
yes,
and you got him hammered drunk?
Me, Brett, and Peter King took a flight during the Phoenix Super Bowl where Dallas was playing Pittsburgh.
Okay.
The first thing they do when you get on a flight to Hawaii is feed you Mai Tais. So that's 6 hours of Mai Tais.
That sounds like more of a 90s thing than a 2022 thing.
The one thing I remember is Hank Stram. You guys remember Hank Stram, the old Kansas City coach?
55 toss power trap.
Hammered in the bar, came over, and his toupee was like on sideways. And we were laughing so hard because he didn't even know it was on sideways. And his toupee looked like a toupee. It was so bad.
See, that's the thing I don't think people deal with anymore, the toupee. Right, I don't see a lot of people with toupees out there, or they've gotten a lot better.
I've seen it. You can pick a toupee out still.
You're seeing people wearing toupees today
them.
In 2022.
Yes.
Really?
Like bad ones that you can spot.
Like bad ones.
See, I just assumed.
When's the last one you saw?
Homer.
I haven't seen Homer wear a toupee recently.
Oh, I got pictures.
Well, yeah, but that was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like right now, again, I saw somebody on, again, this is how you see all of your stuff now, on Instagram that had a toupee put on. You would never know. They like glued it to the scalp. They laid it down. They cut it. It looks, I was like, oh, I'll just send you guys that video because it was definitely something. Some of the stranger things people have eaten. Blood sausage. What is blood sausage? Is it literally sausage made of blood?
No, it's... I don't think it's that rare. I've heard of it before.
Well, in Polish, there's something called czarnienia, uh-huh, which is duck blood soup.
Is it really duck blood?
Yeah.
Have you ever had duck?
I like duck.
Guess what's in that duck, Jen?
That's a very good point, Jen. Shockingly, I hadn't put two and two together so early in the morning.
I love duck. Oh, wait a second.
Chicken feet? Chicken feet? Has anybody ever had chicken feet?
No. I mean, is octopus weird to have?
Weird-ish, but I think if you have sushi, I feel like all that stuff's on the table, isn't it? Snails? Ooh, love a good snail.
Snails are good.
Snails made well are very good. Testicles, as we just discussed, Rocky Mountain oysters. And bugs. Well, we've already checked the bugs on the old bingo card when we had what do we have, the crickets, the grasshoppers?
Everybody's eating a bug, right?
What about
worm? Everybody used to ride bikes as kids. You have your mouth open.
What about a worm?
Would you eat a worm?
I have before.
What, am I a robin?
I was bet in high school. You know when you're stupid.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
Young, dumb, and full of...
and you ate a worm.
Don't.
Full of blood.
You ate a worm.
Yeah.
No.
They're disgusting.
All right. I'm throwing these suckers on the grill.
I don't think there's any world in which I would go, you know what's probably not disgusting? A worm. All right. We are putting the snake and rabbit sausage on the grill here this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We've got Jason Wilde coming up next. I bet you Jason Wilde has never had some snake sausage, but we're going to ask him right after this.
Ready? Down. Ho! Put.
All Packers, all the time.
Even if you downplay the significance of the offseason program, there is more value in it than there is inconvenience. And I just don't understand how we got to this point.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you.
Always great to check in with our friend and teammate, Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Hello, friends. I'm good. How is everybody
Hello.
Today?
Newman.
We're good. We're outside Radio City today.
Why?
As opposed to inside the studio. Well, we're grilling up some snake sausage this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason, I know you're wishing right now that you were here with us live and in person so you could enjoy this delicacy that we are going to enjoy in about, Gabe says, 3 minutes.
It's, you know, the grill got a little hotter than anticipated, but, you know, we're gonna save it, Jason.
Snake sausage sounds like a euphemism for something inappropriate.
Jason, well, and you know us. We've been able to
right.
not dance in those spaces for the last few days. So here's how it started, Jason. We were talking earlier this week about how they found a pregnant python, 18 feet, 215 pounds, in Florida. You know, pythons are not indigenous to Florida. I guess the only reason that they're there now is because people have either, like, released pets into the wild, or there was, like, a wildlife place that, during one of the hurricanes, had all the snakes get out, and they love the temperatures of the Everglades, and they just, like, it's all the environment down there that's, like, perfect for python breeding. And so this is, like, a huge thing in Florida, where every year they have, like, a python fest, where people are invited to go out and hunt python. So anyway, they find this pregnant python that happened to have 122 eggs, and Chewy, in all of his great wisdom, says, "You ever eaten snake?" And here we are.
Wow. Well, I am glad that you took me on the map to where you are this morning, because I have to be honest, I did not see a clear path to it, but now... Especially when it involves Chewy saying something random, makes perfect sense.
Jason, would you partake?
I have had alligator before at like state Ooh. Fair or something. You know, what's the line? It's always, it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that snakes will follow the same. I am, I wouldn't say I'm terrified of snakes, but I am not a big fan of snakes, so I would prefer them to be barbecued than alive and coming near me.
Jason, so is alligator the weirdest thing that you've eaten?
Oh, Gabe, I wish I had been more prepared for that question. That's a great question. I should have seen it coming when you said you were... I should have started working on my answer when you said you were grilling... snake sausage.
Well, because this is, we were just talking about it, this is certainly jumping to the top of my list of strangest things I've eaten.
So, when Paula and I, it was before the girls were born, and I went to an event at Disney World. I think the APSE meetings were there or something. And I was getting a major award, leg lamp. And so Paula and I went, and you got like, must be Italian. And you had like free tickets to Disney World. So Paula and I went to Disney World, and so we're there without any kids. So we went to various places, and one of the places we went was like the French restaurant in Epcot. And there was a family seated right next to us, and Paul and I were debating getting escargot, and I think they were from Louisiana, and the dad kind of just chimed in, and we started going back and forth, and their daughter, who must have been about what Sydney is now, which is 11, said, "Oh, I want to try it," and I said, "I'll tell you what, there's $20 in it for you if you do." And so we ordered it. I did not eat it, and she ate it first, and it was slimy, I was told. And about 2 to 3 minutes after she'd finished chewing, she threw up in the middle of the restaurant. And
Paula, no!
Paula was not pleased with me for having... And so I gave her the $20, but as we walked out, I did say, technically, you know, she refunded it. And so I'm not sure that she actually deserved the $20 if you vomit it back out.
Good point.
I've never had a bad escargot experience. Like,
I've never had any escargot.
Like garlicky oil, right? Am I thinking of the right thing, the way that they serve the escargot? Yeah, we had a long list of stuff that was coming in. Some of our loyal listeners saying chicken feet, but apparently you're not supposed to eat the chicken feet. You're just supposed to boil the chicken feet and then drink the broth that comes off of it. It's supposed to be very good for you. Blood sausage was on the list. We ate, what was it?
Blood sausage is like a British thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe.
We ate crickets on the show, what, about a year ago, guys? We ate the crickets.
Sounds like a summer thing to do on a sports talk radio show.
Exactly. A little lull in the sports season. So, Jason, what do we need to know about the Green Bay Packers right now? We've been following these lists.
Nothing.
There's a lot of lists coming out about make or break players. We saw something yesterday that was talking about the Packers being a top-tier secondary because they have Jair Alexander and they have Eric Stokes. My question to you would be the same question I'm going to ask these guys when we talk about it. Does it matter if you have two cornerbacks in the league right now? I guess it's better than having no cornerbacks, but don't you need to have three top tier or three better than average guys in order to compete in the league now?
Yeah, and I think they feel like they have three with Rasul Douglas being the third. Look, and first of all, I wish Chewy had played in NFL Europe because then he could have said haggis, which that's like a cow's heart, right?
That's sheep stomach stuffed with barley.
Oh!
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Yeah. So back to football. I would say this. I want to see, and I've told you guys this before, I want to see and know for certain that the production that they got and the five interceptions that they got out of Rasul Douglas was not flash in the pan, lightning in a bottle. If it wasn't,
fluky.
And he's really good, then they're in great shape, obviously. I mean, because the Packers are high on Eric Stokes. I'm not. I think he has more to prove. I thought he finished the season really strong and deserves a ton of credit for that. But he obviously, in his second year, has more to prove. And Rasul Douglas has to show that he's not just a guy who was on six teams in a two-year span and then caught lightning in a bottle. But Jair Alexander has something to prove, too. And I don't think it's whether or not he's a terrific player, because obviously he is. But when you miss as much time as he did, and you have an injury that, by his own admission, prevented him from tackling Deebo Samuel. He said, if that play happens in September, I make that tackle. Well, it happened in January, and you didn't, and neither did Za'Darius Smith, and you guys lost. And so he has to show that he's fully healthy and can be back to being a physical player, because while he's always been somewhat undersized, especially compared to the corners that that Ron Wolf would draft after he made the mistake with Buckley, he has always been a very physical corner, and so Jair has to prove that he can get back to that as well. So while they are all good, or they all were good last year when they did play, I do think that group has some question marks that have to be disproven.
Jason, with going back to Eric Stokes. So he did finish the year strong. And the way you're kind of apprehensive, are you apprehensive because Darnell Savage seemed to have a pretty decent rookie season, and we've kind of been waiting on him to build off of that since?
Yeah, that's a good point. I did not think of it in those terms, but that's exactly right. Like, there was a large contingent of Packers fans that thought that Darnell Savage was a home run right off the bat and thought that Rashawn Gary was a disappointment. I mean, I've told you guys this before, but when I wrote a piece for The Athletic about how they felt really good about Rashawn Gary and that he just didn't get a lot of opportunities because both of the Smith brothers were healthy, and they felt like he made a lot of improvement, even though there weren't numbers to back it up. It was the story that got me to stop reading the comment section on my stories on The Athletic. And I was just vilified, like I was some sort of homer. And I believed the guys that I talked to, that I didn't think they were just blowing sunshine. They were excited. And now look where, you know, Rashawn Gary is. What's weird is, largely, their arrows kind of crossed, right? Like, Gary's arrow was going up, and Darnell Savage's arrow started to go down. Now, they picked up the fifth-year option on both, so obviously they feel good about where Darnell Savage is now at, but there's another guy. For all the talk about their secondary, and I'm not saying it's not deserved, it's not, like, fully proven to be as good. And that's a point that Homer made, I think it was last week on our show, and I think he's right that this is, while it may be one of their best defenses, it may turn out to be that, and Mina Kimes putting them number two behind Buffalo and everything else, it's they haven't done anything. Like, let's not forget, and I know I bring this up all the time, but for all the accolades based on what they did in the playoff game, against an offense that we all talked about wasn't very good and a quarterback who wasn't very good, they finished statistically in the exact same rankings in both scoring defense and total defense as Mike Pettine's defense did the year before. So this is a defense that is getting a lot of run during the off-season, the portion of the off-season where everyone is searching for things to talk about. You know, you started this conversation with what do we need to talk about with the Packers? Nothing. I mean, literally nothing. Like, we can and we will, but right now is the time that really doesn't matter. Those guys have to be working out on their own so they come to camp in shape. But other than that, this is the one time the NFL allows the sports schedule to not revolve around them. And in that vacuum, we are putting in content. And some of it is how great the Packers' defense is going to be. And it may be, but there are significant questions between now and them being anointed that. And there are reasons to say, hey, pump the brakes. This is great on paper, but there are things that need to be proven.
So, Jason, if Jair's going to be the nickel and how we would attack defenses back in the day, we would kind of dictate what personnel groups they're going to play. And if nickel is their strength, how we would do it back in the day, we would figure, all right, our third receiver when Robert was healthy was Beebs. Most times Beebs is better than their nickel, so we'd play a lot of zebra. If Beebs wasn't better than their nickel, and we could go four wides, I don't even know who our fourth wide was, but if our fourth Kerry wide Mickens. was better than their dime, then we'd go four wides. So if the team they're playing has the personnel to keep them out of nickel, and keep those three corners off the field, because how we did it back in the day when we had me and Keith, you know, if a team went nickel against us or small, we run the ball. If they went big with a linebacker, we threw the ball. So there's things that other teams can do if they have the personnel to keep those three, or whoever it'd be, Rasul, out of the game.
Yeah,
do you anticipate that?
I think it's going to be interesting what they try to do, and I think one of the reasons why it's going to be so interesting is because they picked Quay Walker. I think there's a good chance, and we saw a little bit of this during OTAs and the minicamp, I think there's a good chance they're going to go with two down linemen and then two inside linebackers, two outside linebackers, and then go three corners frequently. So it's a nickel. But I think they feel like they could still defend the run in that with two what they think are really good inside linebackers. I don't know, because the other thing that's interesting is they have been trying to be either coy or they are open to all kinds of possibilities when it comes to who's going to play in the slot. Like, we didn't see Jair Alexander for most of the offseason program. Obviously, he was there for the two minicamp practices. And while he went inside a little bit, we saw Rasul Douglas inside more. And he does not fit the suit of a slot corner, right? I mean, he's 6'1". Like, he does not look like a slot guy. Jair looks like the slot guy. They call it the star position in this defense. They like to move them around. The other factor in this is how much is Jair Alexander going to travel with the opponent's best receiver? He did that in some games last year, all game long, and in other games he didn't do it at all. So I think their hope is that they have assembled a group of diverse talent at various positions that they can be a little more flexible and leave different personnel groupings on the field, even if the offense wants to change personnel. Like, I think that was one of the biggest reasons they drafted Quay Walker. I think they looked at Tampa Bay, they looked at San Francisco and said, boy, we can do a lot of different things defensively. If we have two inside linebackers in Devondre Campbell and Quay Walker that we want to leave on the field as much as possible, we'll see if that happens.
Jason Wilde joins Jen, Gabe, and Chewy 3 times a week. Jason, we appreciate you. We will save you a we'll save you a sliver or two of snake sausage. How's that sound, big guy?
I'm sure the dogs will appreciate it when I feed it to them.
He's Jason Wilde. You can hear him, of course, on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on ESPN Milwaukee. Okay, so ESPN released its rankings, its preseason rankings. It's got Green Bay at number 5. We'll tell you why right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There is a visceral reaction. Either there's people like you who absolutely love Dave Matthews, or people absolutely hate it.
Yeah, and I'm willing to admit that I'm probably a basic B. Like, I'll wear my Uggs, bring my Starbucks cup, wear my North Face vest. It's fine, okay? I'm not going to take that personally.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Don't change the show. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee. We are outside Radio City today because we're grilling. Grilling up some breakfast, grilling up some snake and some rabbit. Rattlesnake and rabbit sausage. If you missed any of how we got here, you can find that on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcast. But basically, it started with a pregnant python down in Florida. And Chewy said, you ever eaten snake? And since we all said no, we thought, what the hell?
Give it a run.
Let's do it. So Gabe has been manning the grill this morning. He is now dicing up the sausage into bite-sized pieces, and we are going to do the dang thing.
Bang. Cheers, buddy.
Yep.
Chewy with a little piece of the...
Ashy, you try it yet or no?
I hear my mouth right now.
Ashy's got it. I've got one. I'm going to wait for Gabe.
All right.
We're gonna cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
A little snake, rattlesnake, and rabbit sausage.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to lie. It's not going down as easy as I thought it would, guys.
This is good. Hmm.
It has a taste.
I'm not sure, yeah.
Not chicken.
Nope. It's not bad.
Almost
though.
like porkish.
It's different.
Hmm. Yeah, I would say it's closer to pork.
Mm.
I thought you said horse.
Mm. Oh. Haven't had horse before. Wow, that is
not
bad.
Oh, yeah, you have.
I would buy that. I would eat it.
You stop it right now.
There's a taste to
that's
it, though.
That's not bad.
No, that's not
bad.
That is not bad at all. So I would do that. We have buns. We brought some pretzel buns.
I got some
pretzel buns
up there.
So now that we've tried it, we've tasted the rattlesnake and rabbit sausage, I will have one of those for breakfast.
Okay.
I will throw one into a bun, a little mustard on it, and have a little...
Well, so we've got some...
Did you get an aftertaste or no?
Sure did.
Yep.
Sure. Got some Dijon, beer and brat mustard, yellow mustard, ketchup, and of course, because it's Wisconsin, we got the secret stadium sauce.
Secret stadium sauce as well. We've been asking your reaction this morning, the strangest thing you've ever eaten. Lots of folks weighing in on our first Midwest Bank talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Brad in the 507 saying head cheese. What is head cheese?
Oh, that's brains.
Are you sure?
Ash,
should I look that up? I actually have no idea.
Ready with the drop. It is brains.
What is
brains
head
like
cheese?
From Indiana Jones, right? Didn't they?
I believe it's pig's brain.
Yeah, I think that was brains. Monkey brain in
Temple of Doom.
It is. Chewy was right. Holy Chewy was right.
Have you ever eaten head cheese?
No.
Oh, okay.
How do you know that then?
I'm an idiot.
Prester in the 414 says, in the 1970s, I had
brat mustard.
I'm good. I've tried it.
He had pig snout. Pig snout in a little place in Milwaukee. It was very chewy. That from Prester in the 414. Jason in West Bend weighing in saying, when I was in the Marine Corps, I traveled to other countries. When I was in Singapore, we ate monkey. And when I was in Indonesia, we ate snake. and drank blood because apparently that's what they do. Oh, no.
That's...
Look, I'm all about taking part in, like, the local,
yeah,
whatever, rituals,
sure,
and stuff like that. But that, I feel like, goes a little far. We're drinking blood,
yeah,
now? What is this, mass?
Okay, with this, with the rattlesnake, I'll take a brat. I'll take a Polish. I'll take a chorizo.
Man,
it'd be down on the list.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you like it?
It's not bad. But
it's not bad, but...
You seem a little queasy right now.
You
don't look right.
Really?
You look a little like... Usually, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, we're outside. We're about 45 minutes into the show. And you were all full of life and energy. The sun was hitting you. Ever since I gave you that rattlesnake and rabbit sausage, you've been kind of...
It was fine.
You're kind of like... I don't know. There's just something. There's a look you're giving me.
Fine, but there was an aftertaste.
There was.
Which
now I'm trying to drown out with one of my protein bars.
Yeah.
I think it's in your head. I think it's because you're thinking about it.
You're probably right.
You're thinking about it being rabbit and rattlesnake as opposed to just a sausage that you grabbed off the grill at a buddy's barbecue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Gabe, if you had people over for the 4th of July,
mm-hmm,
and you rolled this out,
mm-hmm,
nobody knew that it was rattlesnake and rabbit. You think they'd be weird about it?
No, I don't think so.
Probably just
I mean, the sausage itself, I mean, they looked a little strange. They kind of looked like... Like, my mom, when I was a kid, used to get cheddarwursts in a package
like
that.
Oh, they look like your mom? That's not nice.
She used to get these cheddarwursts that kind of look that same color.
Yeah.
But once you get them on the grill, the color looks fine. It looks like just any regular old, you know, Italian chorizo brat that you grilled up.
Did you guys see that I wore my Abe Froman Sausage King of Chicago shirt today?
I mean, listen,
if you have an Abe Froman Sausage King of Chicago shirt and you don't wear it as you're enjoying snake sausage, what are you even doing?
Yeah, why do you even have the shirt?
What do you think the reaction, though, would be from people at a 4th of July party not knowing that that was snake or rabbit?
So my guess is that... I mean, the taste isn't as good as a brat or, you know.
Or any
like,
of those, yeah,
no,
sausages.
But I think they would eat it and be like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And maybe some people would be grossed out after you went, oh, by the way, that's snake and rabbit.
Yeah, Peter Cottontail over here.
Happy Easter.
800-990-3776. Lots of folks rolling through with the food that they have eaten, strange foods that they have eaten. Greg in Germantown saying, kangaroo steak from Dream Dance Steak at Pottawatomie is the most tender steak I've ever eaten. That from our buddy Greg in Germantown.
Quick question for Greg. I guess, well, you had kangaroo.
Yeah.
Does it taste like a beef steak?
It tastes like a tenderloin.
Oh, okay.
With a little twist.
What's
but it's fine. It's really, really lean. It's leaner than a beef tenderloin. It's kind of like, you ever had ostrich?
What?
It's the consistency of ostrich.
I grew up in a town of 3,500 people with geese all around us.
Well, have you ever had geese? Then?
Yes, I've had
yeah,
geese.
Yeah. Flying rats.
What on earth makes you think I've ever had ostrich?
I don't know. It's very delicious. You watch Seinfeld. Have you ever had an ostrich burger? I think next, because they call it the white prime rib, we got to do a sandhill crane.
Oh.
I'm in.
But I don't think
you Ashton's,
can.
Ashton's got a hook.
You can't
Ashton
shoot him here,
alligator.
But you can shoot him in, like, the Dakotas.
You can shoot a sandhill crane, but you can't shoot him here?
I don't think so.
Dusty, we talked. Oh, Kyle in Keewaskum ate cow tongue as a kid a few times.
I've had that.
Cow tongue?
Eh. Consistency kind of gross.
Tongue.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do tongue.
You grew up on a farm. That doesn't shock me.
I don't think I can do tongue. And Chris in Kohler wants to know a logistical question, which I actually appreciate. How is the venom of the rattlesnake extracted from the meat? Is it just restricted to a certain part of the snake that doesn't get eaten, or is the venom no longer active once the snake dies?
Maybe that was the
There's
aftertaste.
There's glands.
It was the aftertaste. It was the venom.
Yeah, it could be.
Ugh, well, it's been nice knowing y'all.
Did we have research?
Now
that you
mentioned it's been that. Real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
Tim, the trash man in Milwaukee, saying, I had shark in Kuwait. Shark, ooh. I feel like, is that like a, not like a sea, like a swordfish?
I've sure, had right? shark fin soup. Have you ever had that?
No.
That's a delicacy. Ooh, it's
is
very
it a
delicious.
Delicacy? Yeah.
Chewy's eating a lot more things than we have, Jen.
Yeah.
It seems like it.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweetbread, that's another one I'm getting on here. I'm named in the 920.
That's nuts.
Why do they call it sweetbread then?
Are you going to eat it if it's called nuts?
Probably not. I'm originally from New Mexico. And menudo is a popular dish.
Band.
The main ingredient is cow stomach.
Are you thinking of Metallica?
No, menudo. You've never heard of menudo.
No.
Ashy.
The band Menudo?
Yes.
I thought Menudo was a brand.
The band.
No.
But it said that it's a cow's stomach. So basically,
yeah, that's
like,
you know what that is? That's tripe.
Tripe?
Tripe? I believe it's tripe. I've had soup with tripe in it. Eh. Ah.
Better or worse than the snake sausage?
I would take the snake sausage.
Okay. Can I be honest? I'm not sure that there's a sausage that I've had that I'm not putting above the snake sausage based on that one bite. Now, I'm willing to give it a little more. I'm willing to give it with a pretzel bun or with a regular bun with a little bit of the condiments on it. But after that one bite, it's very low just on my power ranking.
You guys are crazy. This sausage is really good.
Like, I mean,
I don't know. There was something about the aftertaste, like Chewy said, that got me.
My guess is you went to Hattie aftertaste to feed it.
No, that was there. I
didn't taste an aftertaste.
Did you eat it with mustard or anything?
I just tried a second.
See, cheating.
No,
that's beer and brat mustard. No, I don't light your fire.
Chewy, I did not. I raw dogged. It's fine.
Yeah, the first one I raw dogged. The second time I put a little beer and brat mustard on it, and then, you know.
Did you eat all three that Gabe brought in, Ashy?
I've got two of the three. I'm saving the third one to eat in front of the intern to freak him out when he comes in later.
Okay.
Terry in the 262 weighing in saying, turtle soup, duck tongue, shark, and deer heart. Terry, swing through a McDonald's drive-thru, for goodness sake. Like, you don't need to eat all these things.
Where do you think you got all that, Jen?
Good point.
Chicken McNuggets. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We continue with our Snake Sausage Day right after this.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's a fine flavor.
Yeah, but what do you put it in?
Everything that you bake, basically.
You don't know because you haven't brought any food in.
But he does bake. I mean, he posts pictures on Instagram.
I make crap up all the time. I don't know if he can bake.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Went in for seconds, y'all. Seconds on the snake sausage. I got a little pretzel bun here that Gabe and Ashton brought in, a little beer and brat mustard, and I gotta say, much better.
It took
away the aftertaste, and the ratio, the bun crushes it, man. The bun and the, like, you need the balance, the ratio between the meat and the bread. Like, meat and bread may be the greatest invention of all time, greatest creation of all time. The combination of meat and bread across the board.
Ashy,
what are you doing? You're sitting over there as Mr. Sandwich Connoisseur. I love sandwiches so much, and you're going to question Jen her assertion that bread and meat are fantastic together?
On. Jen, no. It's 100% fantastic. Jen, are you saying greatest invention of all time completely or food-related?
Food-related. The combination of bread and meat.
I'll agree.
Right? Across the board.
Bread's not good for you, though.
No, not great for you.
Either
but
is
like...
the mold in your Mio there, pal.
Oh, it's penicillin, Gabe.
It's such a 1950s attitude, too, right? It's fine.
Am I wrong?
Can't get to the doctor this month. Eat a little moldy cheese.
That's fine. It'll just knock out the infection.
So you're having another one, too. So
I did, yeah. Because you cut one
in half. How many is that? Three?
I figured I'd have the half. I decided to throw a little secret stadium sauce on there. Nice little flavor.
It's not bad. I'm telling you, man, if you wanted to really spice things up at your 4th of July barbecue, throw a little snake sausage on the grill. Give people the option. I bet you more people would try it and enjoy it than you think.
So, Gabe, what are you going to do with the extras? Cut it up and leave it in the break room?
Well, no. So I think what Ashton's going to do, Ashton said he wants to get them. I don't know if he's going to cut them up, throw it on buns or whatever, but he's going to go around the office and see if people are actually willing to try the snake sausage and then throw it up on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy social media pages.
Ashton, what kind of pasta and sauce would you put the snake sausage in?
That's a great question. See, I almost think a vodka sauce would be good with this because you get a little bit of that creaminess and the tomato, but it's not overpowering one or the other. I think that would work with it. Pasta-wise,
I'm a big arrabbiata fan. Ooh, do you like the red pepper flakes? I like arrabbiata.
I might throw this in
with a little penne arrabbiata or a linguine arrabbiata.
Ooh, linguine. I think linguine is it.
See, I'm bow tie with a cream sauce.
Really?
Cream like a white sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I didn't take you for a bow tie guy.
Italian, but very delicious.
But very delicious.
Why don't you guys recognize cream sauce?
What does that mean? Like,
what do you mean by you guys?
Because you're healthy guy, like top of the list healthy guy. And like of all the sauces, I feel like a cream sauce is like the least healthy.
No, but my wife, and she's Sicilian, and so is her mother's a fabulous cook, never have white sauce. Never.
Because they like to make the marinara?
I guess.
Lots of reaction rolling in on our first Midwest Bank talk and text line, 800-990-3776. I do think, Ashley, that we should just ask people straight up, like, would you eat rattlesnake and rabbit sausage? Like, we did it this morning on the show because there was the pregnant python and then our buddy King Al. And here we are eating it. And I wonder if we put it on the poll, would you eat, if somebody served it at their 4th of July barbecue as an option, would you try it? What do you think the reaction is? Do you think most people would try it or wouldn't try it?
I think it would be more females would shy away from it. Guys would probably do it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, there's just something about this inside that just doesn't look consistent with, like, a regular sausage. Just doesn't look right, right?
Like, if you had three kinds of sausage on the grill, I think this would... Yeah, people might shy away from it.
But based on the reaction we're getting on our talk and text line, where it seems like people have, a lot of people have eaten very strange things, some people more regularly than others, it does feel like maybe they're adventurous. Maybe our loyal listeners are more adventurous than we're giving them credit for.
So if a brat is a 9,
yeah,
what are you putting that at, Gabe?
I'd say a 6.
Yeah, really? I was going to go 4.
I'm going 7.
I'd say it's above average. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not trying a 4.
Well, what about back in your college days?
You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, Chew.
I spent a month in Albuquerque one night.
All right, listen, we are moving this party inside for the second half of the show. Good job on the grill game. Ashton, congratulations, and good job on bringing the sausages. And Chewy, I'm glad you tried the one bite.
I'm your sun blocker out here.
Really is.
That's the only reason we're going back.
Otherwise,
yeah. Chewy's sick of standing.
I'm crushed right now by the sun. I am getting crushed. I spend way too much money on my face to be out here in this direct sunlight.
What are you, a vampire?
You've known me for 2 years now. Yeah. The answer to that is absolutely yes. We'll be right back after this.